各位听众朋友大家好，很高兴又在空中见面了。我是赖世雄，在这儿向大家问好。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
现在就请大家打开我们这套教材第114页。在这一页我们看的是第90课了。现在就请大家准备好听呢 Bruce 为我们把这一课从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 90, What an Idiot!Part 1, Dialogue. Lucy is talking to her boyfriend, Vic, about their friend, Randy. Lucy is always a girl's name, Vic is a boy's name, and so is Randy. Lucy begins our dialogue asking a question. Did you hear that Randy's got AIDS?Vic says, Oh my God, really? How come? And Lucy says, He became infected after having sex with a call girl. Vic says, What an idiot. Where's he now? And she tells him, He's in a hospital. When I went to see him,I found him trembling in fear. Vic asks, What did he say? Lucy says, Not much. He seemed tired. He lay in bed with his eyes staring up at the ceiling. Gee, poor guy, says Vic. And Lucy says,Let that be a lesson to you. Vic says, You're right. I'll never do that again. Lucy asks, What? So you've done it before. Vic says, Uh-oh.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Be in trouble, 就是有麻烦喽。这个用法呢就是 be 动词 be,后头加 in trouble, 我们可以这样造个句子用 be in trouble, 告诉大家怎么使用，就是他陷入麻烦了。
Dennis is in trouble with the teacher because he cheated on the test.
这个句子造得好。Dennis, 又麻烦了，因为老师非要找他麻烦不可。为什么呢？因为他在考试的时候作弊。现在我们把这个句子再说一遍，可能的话大家把它抄下来。
Dennis, 他的拼法是 D-E-N-N-I-S, 男孩子的名字。Dennis is in trouble with the teacher because he cheated.On the test.
Cheat, 也就是作弊 ,C-H-E-A-T, 加个 E-D, 啊 ,C-H-E-A-T-E-D. 那么为什么不能用 in the test, 或是 in the examination? 因为主要是那个考试卷在那边那个 test, 就像在考试卷上它在上面作弊。所以我们跟考试有关的一个介系词啊我们都用 on,他考试考得很好。
He did very well on his test.
He did very well on his test. 或是 on the examination. 都要用 on, 不要用 in. 现在我们来看 Lesson 90, 第90课。这里一个标题。那么这个字啊 ,idiot, 也就是笨蛋啊。这是个骂人的一个字。You idiot.你这个呆瓜傻子 What an idiot 不过这个 idiot 这个字我们了解最好不要随便乱用、
It's rude to call someone an idiot
我们称某人是傻子或者个笨蛋是非常粗鲁的 Rude 是这样拼的粗鲁的
R-U-D-E R-U-D-E Rude
好，现在我们就来看这个对话的内容。 Lucy is talking to her boyfriend, Vic, about their friend, Randy. Lucy, 这是女孩子的名字, 正在跟她的男朋友 Vic 来谈话, 谈什么事情呢? About their friend, 谈他们的朋友叫 Randy, Randy 也是男孩子的名字, 虽然这个Vic 是个男孩子的名字, 但有时候我们听到有人这样称一个女孩子叫Vicky, 那就是女孩子的名字了, Vicky是这样拼的,
V-I-C-K-Y, V-I-C-K-Y, and sometimes we see it V-I-C-K-I-E, 也可以, 都念Vicky,
这是女孩子的名字, Lucy is talking to her boyfriend to talk to someone about something, 其实也可以用talk with someone about something, 所以这边呢, 也不见得要用to, 也可以用with, I was talking with you, I was with her about you, 我刚才跟她谈论到你, I was talking with her, 或者to her, about you, 都可以这样使用的, 这个talk, 还有一个特殊的用法, talk somebody, 加into, 本来这个talk是一个不及物动词, we'll talk about it, 我们会讨论这个事情, talk about something, 但是 talk也可以当一个及物动词, 这个用法可不能呢, 这个马虎过去, talk somebody, 加into, 这是什么意思啊?
If you talk somebody into something, you persuade someone to do something. Persuade, P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E, P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E, to persuade means to convince someone you should do something. Convince. C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E, C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E, convince.
说服某人, 所以呢, talk somebody into something, 或是 doing something, into 后头常常放动名词, 说服某人做什么事情, 哎, 我们找个例子,
I talked Dad into lending me the car.
我说服啊, 爸爸说, 借我这个车子好不好,爸爸? 这样啊, talk somebody into, 我们再来一遍,
I talked Dad into lending me the car.
但如果是用刚才像 persuade 或者是 convince 的话, 他们加了这个宾语之后啊, 后头就要加呢, to, 而就不能用 into了, 所以我们用 persuade, 刚才的同样的句子, 用 persuade 来带进去。
I persuaded Dad to lend me the car.
Convince 也是这样用法。
I convinced Dad to lend me the car.
这是有关绘画的部分, 那么我们在前面呢, 就有关 talk 这个字做了这样的解说了, 现在我们就来看里面的内容。 这个时候呢, Lucy 就讲, Did you hear that Randy's got AIDS? Did you hear? 诶,你稍早有没有听到这样的话呀? 这边用did, 而不用do you hear? 这边用did you hear? 你稍早有没有听过这样的报道啊? 后头整个用that引导的从句啊, 作为hear这个宾语。 that从句里头主语是Randy, Randy's got是Randy has got, 这个化简过来的, Randy 得到了艾滋病, 你有没有听过这样的报道, 这样的谣传呢, 或这样的说法呢? 这个Randy's got, 记住哦, 在口语里头, 我们都是把这个主语后头一个has, 常常把它变成, he is, 比如说he has, 变成he is, 这样的说法, 因为这样会比较快, So Randy's got AIDS. 好, 就这样说的, 也就等于 Randy has got AIDS. 好啦, 那么这个Vic就讲了, Oh my God, really? How come? 他说真的，哇，是怎么为什么会这样得到的呢？ How come 在这里啊，比较重点就是 How come 这个用法，其实在这儿 How come 就等于 Why， 但妙的是 How come 我们就不能用倒装，能不能问，我又问卜大哥了， How come has Randy got AIDS？ 这可以吗？
No.
How come Randy has got AIDS？ 所以 How come 记住它是不倒装的，但 Why 就要倒装了，对不对？
嗯。
Why has he got AIDS？ 这样用法。
Right。
所以以后见到 How come， 其实我讲一个句子，那么 Bruce 呢用 How come 就变成问句。我们说呢 ，He is crying。记得我们怎么说过？我这边是一个句子 ，He is crying。我现在前面加 How come 而形成。
How come he's crying？
哎，他为什么哭啊？就不能说 How come is he crying？
对，
这样用法啊。He doesn't study， 他没有读书。
How come he doesn't study？
你看，他就这样的造句的，非常的简单。好啦，我们接着再往下看。He became infected after having sex with a call girl。他呢，就是感染了。在什么时候感染呢？在跟呢所谓一个应召女郎了 ，a tall girl， 那么有了性关系之后呢，就感染了。这个 infected 是一个形容词 ，became infected 就是变成感染的。但特别记住啊，这个 infected 前面你除了用 became 以外，跟 was 那个用法是 be infected 加 with。再加疾病这种用法啊 ，be infected with 就感染了什么疾病？我们造个例子
，Randy is infected with AIDS。
Randy 得了艾滋病，就这么说，他感染了艾滋病。再来一遍
，Randy is infected with AIDS。
Be infected 加 with 这样用法了。所以很多只要看了病我们都可以这样用，比如说呢 He is infected with 我们中国人最容易得的一种肝病啊，就是肝炎 Hepatitis。 那么这个字啊 Hepatitis 怎么拼的呢？
H-E-P-A-T-I-T-I-S H-E-P-A-T-I-T-I-SHepatitis，
那当然后头的这种病啊，一定要有传染性的。就如果没有传染性的，就不能这样用。比如说 ，I'm infected with a headache， 没有这个用法。
No，
可是那为什么 Bruce 我看到你呢，我就会头痛呢？你说你头痛，我也头痛了。
I caused a headache，
好这样子啊。那么特别记住 ，be infected 后头加 with， 我刚才是开玩笑。不能用头痛这个字眼，一定有传染性的这种疾病才可以这样使用。所以这个 infectious 这是它的形容词，有传染性的。infectious 是怎么拼的呢？
I-N-F-E-C-T-I-O-U-S I-N-F-E-C-T-I-O-U-S infectious。
我们说哪些疾病是 infectious？
For example, we just mentioned hepatitis is an infectious disease. Be careful when you are eating food with other people. If one person has hepatitis and puts something into his mouth and then onto the table,If you eat that piece of food or a piece of saliva, you will get hepatitis too, because hepatitis is an infectious disease.
所以我们就用肝炎举个例子，在跟人家吃东西的时候 ，be careful， 要比较谨慎，因为如果他对方有这个肝炎，那么他们吃东西沾了口水，然后你也碰到的话。Saliva 也就是口水，那你就可能会得这样的病。Saliva 是这样拼的
，S A L I V A， S-A-L-I-V-A, saliva.
After having sex with a call girl, 在跟一位阴招女郎呢有性关系之后就得了这样的病了。A call girl is a girl that makes phone calls, 是不是啊？
No.
啊，不是啊，不是打电话的女孩子。
Not from what I've heard.
啊，我故意这样说了。那么 a call girl, 什么是 a call girl?
Another word for call girl is prostitute. P-R-O-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. P-R-O-S-T-I-T-U-T-E.Prostitute or call girl is in this case a woman or girl who sells her body for sex.
也就是妓女 prostitute. 可是有时候看到 a street girl 是什么东西啊？
Oh, we have many, many lee or slang terms for a call girl. Peter just told you a street girlcan also be a call girl, or sometimes we say, lady of the night.
晚上的上夜班的这个女孩子。所以这个是啊，我们都是有好多种的说法，不过在这儿就不再介绍了。我们接着往下看。What an idiot. 哇，好蠢的一个人啊。What an idiot Randy is, 或者是呢 Randy is, 或者是 he is.他真是一个好蠢的一个家伙 ,idiot. Where's he now? 他现在在哪儿啊 ?idiot, 当然了真要骂人的话还有好多呢就像一个 M 开头的叫 moron, 这个字是这样拼的。
M-O-R-O-N, M-O-R-O-N, moron.
我好高兴这人家都不会用这样的字来称我。人家只会叫我叫 bird brain. Bird brain 是什么东西啊？
一个字 ,B-I-R-D, B-R-A-I-N, B-I-R-D, B-R-A-I-N. What a bird brain.
这句话
是
那蛮不错，人家都不会叫我的 idiot, 也不叫 moron, 他叫我叫 bird brain, 我听了好高兴。小鸟的脑袋那什么意思啊？
It means your brain is as big as a bird's.
Oh, 还是一样的，指的是比较笨的意思。好了，总而言之，我们知道就好，但不要随便乱用。朋友之间这样可以这样
讲。But with a stranger, it's very rude.
好的，接下来 ，he's in a hospital. 哦，他住院了。其实我们真讲住院，还有一个字啊，那这个比较长一点。那 he's hospitalized, 这个字住院相当的棒。Hospital 加怎么这个字怎么拼的呢
?Hospital, he's in a hospital, 这个 hospital 后面加 I-Z-E。Hospital-I-Z-E 是 hospitalized。
别忘了再加个 D, 使它变成一个过去分词做形容词用。He is hospitalized.也就等于 he's in the hospital, 他现在在医院中。那么有时候你查字典看了英国人的用法他用 he's in hospital.
Right.
他不加的。
They don't use anything, they just say he's in hospital, that's right. Also, if you're in England, the spelling is different. Hospitalize is spelled H-O-S-P-I,T-A-L-I-S-E. That's one difference between American spelling. We use the I-Z-E. Many verbs end in I-Z-E. But in England, they spell these with an I-S-E ending. It's not wrong. They're two different spellings.
不，除了用 spelling 有所不同以外啊发音当然是显著的不同，比如说很可能他住院了 ，chances are that he is hospitalized。但如果是英国人讲 ，chances are that he's in he's hospitalized。
Oh, quite good
。这是发音上有点区别的。好，接着往下看 When I went to see him, I found him trembling in fear. 他说我去看他时，我发现他全身的发抖啊 ，in fear 恐惧的发抖。哦，这边的用法 ，I found 加了宾语，后头放分词做宾语补足语啊。哦，这个用法相当棒。我发现他在看书，那么我们怎么说呢
？I found him reading。
嗯哼 ，I found him reading。我发现他在唱歌。
I found him singing.
所以这边都很容易学的一个句构，大家可以把它学起来。I found him trembling in fear. 除了用 trembling, 还有一个字也很棒 ,S 开头的。
对 ,SH 开头 ,shaking, S-H-A-K-I-N-G, S-H-A-K-I-N-G, shaking.
Shaking in fear, 或者 shivering, 这个字也不错。
也可以。
嗯、
shaking 比 shivering 还大一点。
对对。
Shivering 跟 trembling 差不多了。
嗯、
shivering is spelled S-H-I-V-E-R-I-N-G. S-H-I-V-E-R-I-N-G, shivering.、
嗯、所以比如说我这样造句啊，我看到爸爸时吓得发抖，我就可以这样说 When I saw Dad, I trembled in fear. 你看，马上可以这样造句。我们常常讲说学绘画啊、哦，有时候你不光是只是背它啊、哦，这样背了，那其实有事没事就自己练习，自己跟自己讲话呢，就是把自己想成是两个人，自己是 David, 想着对方好像是 Peter, 就自己跟他这样说话。就是以前呢我在学绘画的时候的一个方法。好，我们接着往下看。What did he say? 他说了些什么呢 ?Not much. 那个 not much 就等于 he didn't say much. 他没有说些什么话。He remained silent most of the time.、
嗯、
大部分时间都是静悄悄的。Silent 是这样拼的。
S-I-L-E-N-T.S-I-L-E-N-T, silent.
也就是很静悄悄不讲话。He seemed tired. 他似乎非常的累。He lay in bed with his eyes staring up at the ceiling. 他呢躺在床上。那个 he lay in bed, 为什么不说 he lay in the bed? 这里是不需要加的。因为那个 bed,是主要是睡觉的一个地方，所以它主要功能是睡觉，就像 school 上学学校主要的功能是上学，所以 he goes to school every day, he goes to bed at 10 every night, 每天晚上他都是十点钟睡觉，所以像那个 bed 或者是这个 school, 因为经常使用，所以我们反而定冠是 the, 他不用他的，那么 he lay in bed,是 lie in bed 的过去式 ,lie, 那过去式用 lay, 千万不要用 lied, lie 加个 d 的话 ,lie 加个 d, 就变成说谎 ,he lied to me again, 他又对我撒了一次谎。好，这边 he lay in bed, 他卧病在床上，然后同时他的眼睛呢盯着这个天花板 ,with his eyes staring up,这个 staring 或者加 up, 这个 up 只是一个副词，就是往上看。那如果往下看呢 ,staring down at somebody,staring up at somebody, 或者 something, 都可以呢，这个用 up 或是 down 表示它的意思。但那个介词 at 是固定的用法。stare at someone, 我们用 stare at 就等于盯着某人一直这样看，目不转睛的这样盯着这样看。我们来一个 stare at 造个例子。
The girl stared at Michael Jackson throughout the concert.
他说从啊头到尾在演唱会的时候啊，这女孩子目不转睛的看着 Michael Jackson 这位黑人歌星。再来一遍。
The girl stared at Michael Jackson throughout the concert.
Concert 是这样拼的。
C C-O-N-C-E-R-T. C-O-N-C-E-R-T. Concert.
Ah, those on the victor down. G, poor guy. Ah, you G may be either. Just, ah, how could it, the jaw, ah, poor guy. Hala, Jidana, Mgana, Lucy, so let that be a lesson to you. 我希望让那个事情当作是对你来讲是一个教训。我们接着就是说呢 ,I hope that experience may be a lesson to you, 一样的意思。这个 let 就是让 that, 那么就是前面所说的这个 Randy 的经验能够成为 let 加宾语之后一定要放一个原形动词做补足语。Let him go, 让他走吧。Let me be here, 让我在这边待着好不好。So, let that be a lesson to you. 诶这时候 Vic 就讲 ,You're right, 您说的对。I'll never do that again, 我以后绝对不会再做那样的事情。哇他泄了底。这个时候呢 ,Lucy 就讲 ,What? So you've done it before? 你以前是不是真的做过这样的事情这个 so 代表那么你是不是真的做过这样的事情啊这个时候Vic 就讲 ,Uh-oh, 惨了。这句话就像在咱们中文所说的 ,Uh-oh, 惨了。现在我们就从头到尾再把这一课念一下。
Lesson 90, What an Idiot! Part 1, Dialogue. Lucy is talking to her boyfriend Vic about their friend Randy. Lucy begins, Did you hear that Randy's got AIDS? Oh my God, really? How come? He became infected after having sex with a call girl. What an idiot. Where's he now? He's in a hospital. When I went to see him, I found him trembling in fear. What did he say? Not much. He seemed tired. He lay in bed with his eyes staring up at the ceiling. Gee, poor guy. Let that be a lesson to you. You're right. I'll never do that again. What? So you've done it before? Uh-oh.
果然真是惨了。好了我们的时间也快到了。在这儿呢希望大家呢勉励大家不断的这样的自我对话。我相信绘画一定是越讲越溜的。我们下次同一时间再会。谢谢诸位的收听。
Bye everybody. See you next time.